All four Gospels contain empty tomb stories, but they vary in details among them. These empty tomb stories don't narrate the resurrection. We have no narration of what happened. And these stories do not describe the resurrection. All these stories do is announce it. They don't explain it. The Gospels do not explain the resurrection, because it's the resurrection that explains the Gospels. We cannot understand the Gospels, and we won't be interested in the Bible unless we read it through the prism of the resurrection. Now, on that first Sunday morning, there is no concrete proof that Jesus is alive. All we have is an empty tomb. And that empty tomb can be explained in a variety of ways. And in today's gospel, the three women who go to the tomb also see this bizarre young man on the right. I mean, the details are stunning. A young man on the right, probably an angel. And this angel tells the women, first of all, what they're doing. You're here looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. You're looking for the crucified one. He's not here. He's been raised, and his body used to lie there. But there's more. This angel tells the women, not only is Jesus alive, but he's on the move. He's going to Galilee, and you will see him there. And then, oh, by the way, go tell all of this to the men. See how that goes over. Go tell the disciples and Peter what I've just told you. The Bible tells us after this encounter, they fled. They were terrified. The Bible said they were trembling. They were bewildered. They were so afraid. The end of that gospel tells us, at first, they said nothing to anyone. In time, Jesus will begin to appear to many people. We're going to begin to hear those stories next week at Mass. These are my favorite stories of the Bible, the resurrection, the appearance narratives. But today, Easter is a very confusing day. They have this empty tomb. After the crucifixion, everyone scattered, and now they even lost track of the body. That first Easter Sunday is not joyful. What these three women have in front of them is the challenge each one of us has in front of us. And that's the challenge of whether or not to believe. Faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our template. It's our model for the faith we live every day. Because faith in the resurrection is not just some appendage to the Christian faith. Faith in the resurrection of Jesus is the Christian faith. And if we can foster that, then our faith every day will carry us through. All those sentiments of the first Easter our sentiments of our daily living. Confusion. A feeling of emptiness. We may seem like Jesus is not there. Where did he go? Where is he? We want to run. We may be afraid of the future or the future of our family. The faith we put in the resurrection of Jesus will carry us through. And that's why Easter is joyful. That first Sunday morning was anything but joyful. Easter becomes joyful because the faith we put in the resurrection carries through our faith in Jesus every single day. He is risen. Alleluia.